We're happy to have on the line this morning President and CEO of the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Lorain County, Holly Brinda. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we're glad to have you on and getting things, different fundraisers and events from different organizations have been sort of coming back. And you've got one coming up this weekend at Nick Abraham Auto Mall, Night at the Races. Tell us about that.
Yeah, thank you so much. Well, you know, our mentoring services to children 6 to 19 in Lorain County and their families are free because of events like this and thanks to the generosity of individuals and corporations and foundations and federal, state, and local grants and county grants. So, you know, these are our lifeblood and they make such a difference for kids. But right now, we're offering people a wonderful opportunity. The horses are at the gate and the jockeys are ready to go. So this Saturday, we just need you to show up for our derby, and it'll be a wonderful evening of food, drinks, fun, and lots of laughs at Nick Abraham Auto Mall in Elyria. This is our Night at the Races. It starts at 6 p.m., and we still have tickets available. They're $40 each and include a wonderful spread of food, an open bar, and the fun will continue. We have a 50-50 raffle, lots of wonderful things donated by members of our community, a silent auction, celebrity bartenders, and 10 exciting thoroughbred horse races. So you can name your horse in a race. You could win, place, or show. We don't know unless you play. So if you'd like to purchase a ticket, we would invite you to go to HTTPS. /bbsrace2022.givesmart.com. And if you can't remember that, you can just call our number and ask for Tammy and she'll do it for you. It's 440-277-6541. That's 440-277-6541. And Tammy will take care of you with tickets. It's still not too late. And we would love to see everyone out. We'll be set up for social distancing. Nick Abraham Auto Mall is a very large space, so we have the benefit of being able to spread out a little bit and be safe, and masks are welcome. So we hope to see everyone then.
Holly, this week we had Tony Gallo on from the Lorain County Chamber of Commerce, and we talked about the impact of COVID on business over the past couple of years. What's it been? What kind of impact has the virus had on your mentoring services and other things you do there?
Yeah, I mean, like everyone, it's been challenging. What's so interesting is the fact that, you know, our children and families have really seen the impact of disruptive school and work schedules, illness, sometimes death, unfortunately, and it's really had an impact on children's mental health. So we have made some adjustments in our programming to be able to better accommodate some of the situations that have been exacerbated by the pandemic. So, for example, we've added social and emotional learning to our curriculum. We've moved a lot of our programs, especially last year, to virtual platforms. And we've added some programming, believe it or not, a lot. We're very fortunate to be working with our community partners, and we heard that there was a concern by educators and parents that, unfortunately, because of the school situation, the closures last year, the hybrid models, and other issues, that students were falling behind academically. And so we created some programming called Pathways to Success. And in addition to our traditional free one-on-one mentoring services that we offer to children ages 6 to 19, we added a tutoring component. So thanks to funding from Lorain County Job and Family Services, we were able to fund this program at no cost. So we are still taking enrollments. We've got many children enrolled right now, but if you know of a child who would not only benefit from a mentor, but also one-on-one tutoring on a weekly basis, we would love to talk with you. It's a wonderful program. We've been able to hire retired teachers to manage it and to tutor. And so our kids have the benefit of the one-on-one tutoring, but also family engagement and parent enrichment activities. And so it's been a wonderful addition. We also added a family resource center, so you can come into our facility on North Ridge Road and enjoy games, you know, robots. We have lots of books for folks to read. And then we have lots of activities planned. So we have family math night, family reading night. If you're interested, you can register by on our website by going to biglorainecounty.org, or you can call us again at 277-6541. Another addition in our programming has been we're enrolling right now for a Big Futures program. Along the idea of some of our kids falling through the cracks, we wanted to offer an opportunity with community partners to offer free career and college-focused mentoring programs. So our Big Futures program is very exciting. It's aimed at high school students and a year after high school to make sure that they're successful, you know, after high school. And so they get free mentoring and support services from us. Teens who need support learning workforce readiness skills and exploring trade school or college or safety services or entering the workforce or enlisting in the military meet with mentors twice a month, 3 to 5 hours, and complete a workforce readiness program. And we also make lots of important connections for kids, too, through the trades, colleges, universities, military recruiters, businesses. We give them experiences like individual career counseling and other support, opportunities for some scholarships and assistance with all kinds of preparation, whether it's, you know, employment applications, ACT preparation, whatever they need. And then also important is, you know, this mentoring component provides retention support. So whatever their decision is, there's an adult there to help back that up for an extended period of time. Our average time for mentors now, when we make the right match, is about 5 years, which is very impressive. So, you know, the pandemic has caused some challenges for us. Obviously, we always need mentors. So we are still recruiting mentors. If you'd like to be a mentor, you can go to our website and learn more about what it takes to be a mentor. But we would love to talk with you. It's, you know, Big Brothers Big Sisters has been doing this for 28 years, and our services are needed now more than ever.
Talking with Holly Brinda, the CEO and president of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Lorain County, one of the things I was looking at, one of your notes from your annual report sort of shows the average age of the big is like around 12 or 13. It's right in that area where you start going from a kid into a teenager. Very important in those developmental years, right, to have somebody guiding you in the right direction.
You know, it really is. Having a caring adult with a child, matched with a child over an extended period of time, can make all the difference. And we are an evidence-based organization, so we are part an affiliate of the National Big Brothers Big Sisters program. And, you know, all the research says that when you do this right, you make the right match, that kids are more confident and feel better about themselves. They're much more likely to steer away from drugs, alcohol, and other risky behaviors. They do better in school. They get along better with their families and friends, and they're much more likely to succeed after high school and go on to higher education or other workforce options. So we know it works. And, you know, we want to make sure that the community knows how important this is and that there's lots of ways to participate. If you're a business out there and you would like to participate with the Big Futures program and lend your company to the mentoring process with the potential of maybe creating your future workforce with some of those mentors, we would also like to talk with you. So it's a big circle, and it's supported by our entire community.
And you also have sometimes bigs with a badge, too, that it kind of add a different component to this.
We do. I mean, you know, we have children who face adversity, and sometimes, you know, we need to build trust in our community, and we do that in several different ways. So we have a Bigs with Badges program where we match children out in the community with safety forces, including both police, fire, And we've even got an FBI agent involved. But it's a wonderful match because they get to see, you know, the other side of this and really build trust in the community. Our Chief Warfield, the police chief of Oberlin, is part of this program, and, you know, he can attest to the benefits of it. So it's a wonderful addition. We work with the Police Academy at Lorain County Community College, and they've provided some events for us to expose kids to those folks that really want to see them succeed and also, you know, just build trust between the law enforcement community and our kids and their families.
Again, we got to talk to Holly Brinder from Big Brothers Big Sisters, your big event, Night at the Races. Do I have to find a special hat to wear or anything like that, or bring a lucky rabbit's foot?
Yeah, absolutely. You should feel free to deck yourself out as much as possible. And people really get into this. It's a lot of fun. We have roses and hats and all kinds of things. So
again, it's over at Nick Abraham Auto Mall this coming Saturday, January 22nd. If you go to BigLorainCounty.com, I know there's a link on there as well to the place where people can get the tickets for that, for the big event, for the Night at the Races, one of your many fundraisers. And as we talked before off air, that bowling is coming up in later on this year. That's always a fun bowl for kids' sake that takes place. And I know we'll talk about that later on when that gets closer. Holly, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing all the good news that's going on with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Lorain County.
Thanks so much. Take care.